Mother, are Post 40% Bran Flakes really the best-tasting cereal of them all?
Well, your father says so, and father knows best.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by America's largest-selling Bran Flakes, Post 40% Bran Flakes, and by Instant Postum, the good-tasting drink that's entirely caffeine-free. Well, this is about the time of year when a person begins to think how nice it would be to get away for a while. Just a couple of days. Of course, it isn't always easy, but it's worth trying. At least that's the way Jim Anderson feels this afternoon as he heads the family car in the general direction of the white frame house on Maple Street. There he goes up Grand, turns on Fourth, and hey, there's Bud trudging home from school.
Bud? Oh, Bud?
Oh, hi, Dad. Going home?
Sure, get in.
Yeah, thanks.
School go today?
Pretty good. You coming home early?
Yes, I closed up the office this afternoon. I'm going to take a couple of days off.
Got a new suit, huh?
Yep. Stopped at the barber shop. Got a shave and a haircut.
Good idea. You don't have to shave for a couple of days now.
Well, that isn't exactly the idea. I thought I'd take your mother and just the two of us have a little holiday. Go away for a couple of days, maybe.
You are? I guess Mom will be surprised. What's in the box here?
Flowers.
Flowers?
Certainly. A dozen red roses.
Holy cow.
You'll learn as you grow older, son, that there's nothing pleases a woman quite so much as to have a husband come home early, all spruced up, bring her flowers, say, honey, you look beautiful. Women love that sort of thing.
You think Mom will be home?
Oh, of course. By this time in the afternoon, she probably has her work finished. I imagine she's lying on the couch, relaxing, reading a book, just taking it.
You're getting soap in my eyes.
Well, close your eyes. I can't get this paint off without soap.
Mother?
I'm out in the service porch, Betty.
Don't scrub so hard.
You have green paint clear down to your toes.
Mother, do you know where... For Pete's sake, what happened?
Poor Kathy was climbing up the shelves in the garage and a can of paint fell down. Stand still, Kathy.
Why can't I take a bath in a bathtub?
Because I don't want a green bathroom. It's going to be hard enough to clean this laundry tub.
Oh, Mother, you're a sight.
I can't brush the hair out of my eyes with soap all over my hands.
Here I will, Mommy.
No, no, Angel.
Oh, murder. Now you've got a smear of green paint across your face.
Oh, no.
I didn't know it was on my hands.
Well, what's the difference? I'm drenched, splattered, and before this happened, the bag came off the vacuum cleaner. Sit down in the tub, Kathy.
Okay. Oh, Kathy! Soap suds all over everything. What are you trying to do, drown us? Mommy said to sit down in the tub.
Well, it doesn't matter. I've given up.
Oh, Mother, if Father could only see you now.
Well, he won't be home for another hour or so. Maybe I'll have a chance to...
Front door, Mommy.
See who it is, Betty.
Oh, I can't go to the door. I'm not even dressed.
Oh, I'd stay here with Kathy. I'll go.
Now wash your hands, infant. They got paint on them. You wash them. Well, sit still and don't touch anything.
All right, I'm coming. Oh, if I ever get through this day. Yes, why you... Oh!
Is Mrs. Anderson... Margaret!
Jim! What are you doing home?
I thought I'd surprise you.
You did.
Well, honey, what happened?
Well, I'm not quite sure, dear. This has been one of those days that...
Ah!
Margaret, what was that for?
I just saw myself in the mirror. Dear, maybe you're in the wrong house. Why don't you just go down the street and pick out another one?
Has something gone wrong today?
Well, the roof hasn't fallen in. See who's at the door, dear.
Bud.
I got locked out. Hi, Mom. Anything to eat in the icebox?
I don't know, Bud. Go and look.
How do you like that? Pretty sharp, huh?
Yes. Certainly looks nice.
So do you.
Me?
Yeah. You look comfortable. Boy, I'm hungry.
Jim, I wonder if we should have his eyes examined.
Mother!
Yes?
His thing is clean, practically. I can't get any more of the paint off.
We'll have to let the rest wear off. You'll find her clean clothes on the ironing board.
What happened, honey?
Oh, among other things, Kathy spilled paint all over herself. The vacuum cleaner blew up, and I've had at least 20 phone calls about the PTA carnival. I haven't stopped since 8 o'clock this morning. How can you stand to look at me?
You always look fine to me, honey. You know that. Just to prove it, look here. Flowers for my best girl.
Oh, Jim. Red roses.
I had a brilliant thought this afternoon. Things are quiet, so I said to myself, this is a good time to take a day or two off. I stopped at the tailor's, picked up my new suit, bought the flowers, and here we are. We have a holiday. Let's get in the car and go someplace.
You mean just leave?
No, you can change your dress if you want to. But let's just take off. We'll go up to Indian Springs.
Oh, but...
Come back tomorrow night. Betty and Bud are old enough to hold down the house. The Davises are right next door.
Well, it's a wonderful idea, dear, only...
Now, don't try to think of reasons why we can't go.
Oh, I'm not, but there are so many things to do.
There's nothing that can't wait. You let the little things around the house become too important. All you have to do is set them aside for one day. They'll keep.
Well...
It's simply a matter of deciding to go. And going.
All right. But I have to go up and try to make myself look like a human being. Do you want to go out and see how Kathy's getting along?
I'll handle things down here. You go ahead. Kathy? Betty?
We're out here, Father. I finally got this child dress.
How do you like my yellow dress, Daddy?
It goes very nice with your pale green eyebrows.
Excuse me, Father. May I use the phone?
Oh, certainly, Princess.
You going to the movie with us tonight, Daddy?
Well, not tonight, kitten. You see,
Mommy's going. She's taking Patty Davis and me.
Well, but,
Why don't you go with us, Daddy? It's Friday night.
Hello, Ralph. Betty, I found the gate. You wouldn't have to pay for us. Just for your own ticket.
Well, I'd like to go with you, kitten, but,
Well,
Mommy
Ed can
and
pick
I...
up Janie and then swing by your house. What's wrong with that car?
Oh, Bud, what are you bringing in here?
Excuse me, Ralph. Bud, take that greasy old piece of machinery out of the kitchen.
I gotta bring it in here.
What is it?
It's the motor out of my motor scooter. I've got to fix it.
Father, make him take it out. The whole house smells of dirty old oil. Hello, Ralph. Well, I'd much rather go with you. Bud, don't lean that against the refrigerator.
Look, Bud, can't you fix that out in the garage?
There's not enough light out there.
Well, take it out on the back porch.
It's cold out there.
This car won't run at all, huh? Oh, only backwards. That's no good. Look, I know. My father will drive us over and we'll pick up Janie on the way.
Now, wait. No.
Thanks, Dad. It's a lot easier to work on it in here.
I was talking to
Betty. No, that's all right. He was talking to Bud. No, they aren't going out tonight. Mother won't say anything about it. I'll see you about 7:30. Bye.
Princess, listen. I can't drive you anyplace tonight.
That's all right, Father. Mother will do it.
How can she do that? Mommy's going to the movies with us.
I got one spark out of it, Dad.
Bud, you can't work on that motor here in the kitchen. Take it down to the basement.
Okay. Well, help me carry it, will you?
All right. Get hold of it.
Don't grab the carburetor. It's just tied on with rope.
I'm going up and ask Mommy. She said she was going to take us to the movies.
Watch it, Dad. Don't lift it by the timer. That's held on by tape.
Bud, is there any part of this thing that's securely fastened to any other part?
Maybe we ought to carry it in a bag.
Just put it in the corner on some newspapers for the time being, Bud. I have to talk to your mother.
Oh, that's right. You were going to go someplace. When are you leaving?
I don't know, Bud. Margaret?
Why don't you just go?
Yes, dear.
Will you come downstairs a minute? I'm going in the den, Bud.
That's what I do. I just go.
What do you want, Jim?
Come in the den a second.
Problem?
Margaret, what are all these things going on? Betty going out, Kathy says you promised to take her to the movies. What about our plans?
Well, dear, I was telling you there were a lot of things to be done. You see, the children make plans.
I know, but I think you and I deserve a little consideration. How often do we get a chance to take a little trip, just you and me?
Not very often, I'll admit.
The last time you and I took a trip together was 9 years ago when the dog ran away and we went over to Brookdale to bring him back.
Well, dear, you know I'd like to go. If you can explain to the children.
You think that once in 9 years we could get away for just a day?
Well, I'm all for it. It's just that, well, Betty had this date for tonight.
Well, couldn't she make it for another night? Ralph isn't leaving town. Nothing that good would ever happen.
Well, I suppose she could. But I did tell Kathy
now,
that...
Now, look, honey, we don't ask much of the children. They have it very easy. Couldn't they change their plans for us just this once?
Well, probably.
I sometimes think we put ourselves out too much for the kids. They begin to take things for granted. Now and then, I think we should put our foot down, take a firm, positive stand. Why can't they do a little favor for us, just once?
I don't know, dear. Why don't you ask them and see?
Why don't you ask them?
Well, I think it would carry more weight if you brought it up.
Well, we've changed our plans to accommodate them any number of times.
Well, let's talk it over with them.
That's the way to do it, of course. It wouldn't be right to just go out and slam the door in their faces.
It isn't as easy for the children to give up something they've planned as it is for us.
I know. Kathy's all dressed to go to the movies. Betty's got her skates and everything for this ice party or whatever it is.
Well, let's tell them what we'd like to do.
Yeah, see how they feel about it.
Betty! Kathy!
What?
What do you want?
Come in the den, kitten. We're going to have a meeting.
Goody! I'll sit over here.
You call me, Dad?
Yes, we're having a little meeting here.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, Mother?
It's a meeting. Will it take long? I have a million things to do.
No, it'll probably be over very quickly.
What have we done, Dad?
You haven't done anything. It's not that kind of a meeting. Mother and I have something we wish to discuss with you. It's about tonight.
Are you going to the movies with us?
We'll see, kitten. Now, this is what happened. I was able to get away from the office for a couple of days, so I thought perhaps Mother and I might take a little trip, just the two of us. It's been a long time since we've been anywhere together. We were going to leave this afternoon. Since you children had plans for this evening, we felt it was only fair to see how you felt about it.
I think it's an utterly beautiful, simply gorgeous idea.
You do?
Can't we go?
Of course not, silly. They don't want people tagging along.
It isn't that we don't want you.
I think it's the most wonderful, romantic thing I've ever heard. That my mother and father want to go someplace alone, together.
But, Princess, it'll mean that you'll have to...
Cancel my date tonight? Who cares? I'd 10,000 times rather see you and Mother go on this trip. It'll be like your second honeymoon.
Can I help you pack?
Well, of course, Angel.
What do you think, Bud?
I think the trouble is in the carburetor.
He's still thinking about that dumb old motor. Look. I'll call Ralph and tell him the date's off. Then we'll get the suitcases out of the attic. You wear your tweed suit, Mother, and take the blue one.
Now, do you children think you'll be all right here?
Oh, of course. What are you going to wear, Father?
Well, I'd planned on...
Just what you have on is fine. We'll pack your gray suit and a couple of sweaters.
Come on, Bud. Let's go up and get the suitcases.
Okay. I'll wipe off the car for you.
I'll get your things out of the closet, Mother. Father, you'd better call Indian Springs for reservations.
All right, Princess. Don't pull on my coat.
Well, hurry.
Quick, Mommy. Get things packed.
I will, Angel, but don't push.
Get a move on, Dad.
Margaret, what do you think?
Who's thinking? We're going.
Who's going? We're being thrown out.
Well, looks like this day is going to be full of surprises for the surprising Andersons. And if you mothers listening in want to surprise your family for breakfast, just listen to this.
Many women have felt that the keep regular benefits of bran were so important, they've given it to the family for breakfast, even when the folks were not keen about its flavor. Well, you'll be happy to know that something wonderful has happened to bran. You see, new Post 40% bran flakes now taste different. They're really delicious because they have a new magic oven flavor and crisper, tempting texture. Fact is, they taste so good, lots of folks now prefer Post bran flakes to any other cereal. This means, Mother, that now you can serve Post 40% bran flakes to your family and know that they're getting their keep regular benefits, their daily ounce of prevention, in a cereal that they'll always enjoy eating. Doesn't it make sense for you to start serving Post bran flakes regularly? Remember,
for goodness sake, eat Post bran flakes. So good and so good for you.
When you go shopping this weekend, Mother, be sure to buy new Post 40% bran flakes, America's largest selling bran flakes. You'll find out that they're so good, and so good for you.
Well, Jim and Margaret Anderson fully expected loud cries of protest from their offspring when they suggested they might take an overnight trip up to Indian Springs. But the junior residents of the white frame house ran true to form and came right back with the unexpected. They were delighted. In fact, Jim scarcely had the words out of his mouth before Bud had the suitcases down from the attic and Betty and Kathy were packing. Like this.
Not the overcoat, Kathy. That doesn't go in the suitcase.
Where do the shoes go?
The shoes go in the suitcase.
Then the overcoat has to go in the suitcase.
Why?
Because I got the shoes wrapped in the overcoat.
Oh, groan. Take them out. Father has to wear his overcoat.
Well, he has to wear shoes, too.
Betty, where are the suitcases?
Down here, Mother.
Why are we packing in the living room?
Well, Bud brought the suitcases down here from the attic, and then he was too tired to take them back up to your room, so we're packing down here.
Well, where is Bud?
He's carrying the clothes down from your room.
Well, it's an interesting way to do it.
Where am I?
Oh, Bud.
I can't see over this stack of clothes.
Put them down on the couch. Oh.
Kids, I deeply appreciate this magnificent effort, but we're only going to be gone one day, you know.
Well, you might need all this stuff.
You suppose we could dispense with the beach umbrella?
Beach umbrella? What feather brain brought that down?
They might get caught in the rain.
Do you have your robe and slippers, dear?
I think I saw them disappear into one of those cases.
Yeah, they're in. Clear down at the bottom of the big one.
I brought the slippers down from upstairs.
That's fine, kitten. Which pair did you bring down, the black ones or the brown ones?
I didn't know which ones you wanted, so I brought one of each.
Oh, you're such a big help.
It's all right. She's trying.
Probably both for the left foot.
Well, never mind digging them out, Princess. I'll just walk in a circle.
Well, I think we must have everything.
What's that brown paper bag in there?
Bananas. You might get hungry.
They're not going into the wilderness, knucklehead.
Well, Indian Springs. That sounds pretty wilder.
Let's see, Mother. I don't think we've forgotten anything. I'm sure there's nothing we've left out.
Better take a look in the kitchen, Bud. See if the stove is still there.
You'll wear your coats, and don't forget your flowers, Mother.
Oh, I must take the roses, yes.
Help me shut these suitcases, Jim. You stand on top.
Okay.
Wait till I get the lid down.
We'll call you, Princess, as soon as we get to the hotel up there.
And you have the phone number at Indian Springs, so you can call us.
Oh, don't worry, Mother. We'll get along just peachy.
Everything you need in the way of food is in the refrigerator. Oh, and get a dozen eggs from the milkman in the morning.
I told the Davises we were going, and they're going to open a window on the side facing our house. If anything happens, you just call.
We'll be okay. Don't worry.
Betty, if you and Bud want to have some of your friends over...
No, after dinner, I'm going to get into my pajamas and read.
I'm going to work on my motor.
Also in my doll clothes.
Well, take the car robe, honey. I'll carry the suitcases.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye, goodbye.
Wait till they get to the door, stupid.
Gee, I'm so thrilled you can go, Mother. Have a simply super devastating time.
We'll call you as soon as we get there. And go to the Davises if you need anything.
We will, Mother.
We'll be back tomorrow evening.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, Bud, old man.
Goodbye, Dad.
Bye, Angel.
Goodbye, Mommy.
Goodbye, Princess.
Goodbye, Bud.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, kitten. Be good, won't you?
I will.
Goodbye, darling.
Have a good time.
Be sure to lock all the doors.
We will.
Be sure you have a good dinner.
We will.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Margaret, they went in the house and closed the door.
Well, what did you expect, dear?
Well, I thought maybe they'd wait till we got in the car. Well, let's go.
Nice night to drive.
Yes. The paper said clear tonight and tomorrow. Showers in the northern part of the state in the morning and clearing in the afternoon.
Certainly seems good. Get away, doesn't it?
Yes. Certainly seems good. Been a long time.
Yes. It's been a long time.
I'm enjoying it already. Aren't you?
Oh, yes. It feels like we're on a trip now. Doesn't it?
We are on a trip.
That's right.
I haven't even thought about the office or the house or anything. Have you?
No. I'm just enjoying the trip.
The children have probably finished dinner. Getting ready for bed now.
I hope they'll be warm enough.
How long have we been gone?
7 minutes.
The paper said showers in the northern part of the state. Could get some rain in Springfield.
It looked a little like rain when we left.
Margaret, did you close the window in our room?
Was it open?
I believe it was. I believe I remember opening it.
Oh, I didn't close it.
Betty doesn't know it's open and it could rain in.
What do you think?
Well, we're only a few minutes away from home. We could go back and tell the kids about the window. Wouldn't take but a few minutes.
We don't want it to rain in on the rug.
No, we'd better go back. Oh, I guess the children are all right. Lights on in the living room and the kitchen.
I can see the windows in our room are closed.
Oh. Well, I suppose everything else is all right.
Yeah, it looks all right.
Might be fun to kind of look in. See how they're getting along.
Well, it is the first time we've left them.
They tried to be brave about it when we left. Didn't want us to think they'd miss us, you know.
Before we go, I guess we could just take a peek in the kitchen window.
There's Kathy going through the dining room. Look at that. She's got her big raggedy Ann doll.
How she's growing.
There's Betty in the kitchen. She's peeling potatoes.
I guess she has Bud making a salad.
Kathy's going to set the table.
Looks warm and comfortable in there, doesn't it?
It's a cold night. You want to put your hands in my pockets?
I suppose we should go, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I suppose. Margaret, looking at Bud in there, he seems to have kind of a sad, lonely look on his face.
Betty doesn't seem to be smiling. Oh, there. Sheila.
Brave girl. Keeping up the spirits of the other two.
You're getting cold, dear.
Yeah, a little. I feel so sorry for those poor kids in there. Honey.
Yes?
Had enough?
Mm-hmm. Kathy!
Betty, Bud, put two more plates on the table. We're home. Perfectly. Just in time for dinner. Now, let's look in on the happy family all together around the table.
Say, Kathy, you must have expected me back, making this big pot of postum.
Not exactly, Daddy. I was going to have 3 cups of my own, and Bud wanted 2, and Betty...
No question about it. Postum is the all-family favorite. And why not? Postum has such a vigorous flavor, it tastes mighty good anytime. And you can enjoy instant postum as often as you want. Drink as much as you want. You see, postum is the good hot drink that contains no caffeine. No caffeine. Nothing to upset your nerves or your sleep. How about treating your family to instant postum often? It's caffeine free. This is truly an age of speed. Look at Jim and Margaret Anderson. They completed a 24-hour holiday in just 14 minutes. But at any rate, quiet and contentment reign again in the white frame house on Maple Street. Kathy has gone to the movie with Patty Davis and her mother. Betty has gone to her skating party. And Jim and Margaret, second honeymooners, have the living room to themselves. Like this.
I don't think the children will ever understand why we came back.
Someday they will.
I wonder if we're getting stuffy.
Stuffy? Just because we like our home and our children?
No, I don't mean that. They say it's a sign that you're getting stuffy when you start liking things peaceful and quiet.
Where'd you hear that?
I read it in a magazine somewhere.
Getting stuffy if you like peace and quiet, huh?
Well, you can understand how there might be some truth to it.
I suppose. Margaret, I'm stuffy. Bud, shut that thing off!
Join us again next week when we'll be back with Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson. Until then, good night and good luck from the makers of Post 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest selling Bran Flakes. And Instant Postum, the drink that's entirely caffeine-free. In our cast were Dorothy Lovett as Margaret, Rhoda Williams, Ted Donaldson, and Helen Strome.
Mom, I think you're beautiful.
Well, thank you, Johnny.
You're the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Thank you, Johnny.
Mom?
Yes, Johnny?
Can I have wheat meal for breakfast tomorrow?
Sure, make him happy, Mom, with the best hot cereal anywhere. Post Wheat Meal is packed full of solid nourishment, great for kids, and so wonderfully delicious. Post Wheat Meal cooks in just 3 minutes. Try rich, hot Post Wheat Meal with a picture of Roy Rogers on the package. Post Wheat Meal, the best hot cereal you ever ate.
Father Knows Best was transcribed in Hollywood and written by Paul West. This is Bill Foreman speaking.
NBC interrupts this program to repeat a special bulletin. Moscow Radio has announced the death of Joseph Stalin. Death was at 11:50 a.m. United States Central Time. The announcement was held up almost 7 hours. This bulletin came to you from the NBC newsrooms in Hollywood. Keep tuned for later developments. And hear the Stalin story in 30 minutes on NBC.